The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio once again by Georgie Crawford, creator of The Good Glow. Georgie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
We talked about your book before. It's now been updated.
Yes, I wrote a little extra bit at the end just for my paperback version, which is, I suppose, an update on where my life has gone since this time last year.
That's exactly what I want to talk to you about. Okay. The subtitle of the book is Five Steps to Create the Life You Dream About. Now, part of the life you dreamt about was about a family. It wasn't about cancer. That wasn't the life you dreamed about, but you've had both.
Yes. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 32, just shortly after having my first baby, Pia, in 2017. And we've been on a journey since then to have our second daughter who arrived into the world in Tbilisi, Georgia, back in September.
And we'll talk about that, because after your cancer, the idea of being able to do it all by yourself was not possible.
Yeah, I was put on a cancer drug called tamoxifen, and my team in the hospital suggested that maybe I should stay on it for 5 years, but I could come off that drug to try and have a baby myself. But I think after a lot of conversations with my family, we decided that for me, especially mentally, I think I really needed to stay on my cancer drug for as long as possible.
Yeah. Also, you had Pia you wanted to make sure you're sticking around.
Yes, absolutely.
So the best odds you get are using tamoxifen.
Yes.
And so that's what you decided to do. So you're on tamoxifen, therefore you cannot have another baby in the normal course of events.
Yeah.
So what was your plan? Remind us.
So I guess I started looking into surrogacy. I started hearing more people sharing their story, like Rosanna Davison. And I said to my husband, Jamie, like, what if, you know, this could be an option for us? We had these long days in COVID where we could really research everything about it. And we got in touch with a solicitor here called Annette Hickey, who specializes in international surrogacy, because we wanted to make sure it was ethical and safe and every party
now,
was
looked
after.
This was going to be your and your husband's baby, because it's his sperm and your egg. So it was totally biologically your baby.
Yes. So we froze our embryos in 2017. So we had our embryos in the Beacon Hospital.
Now, you could find surrogate mothers in Eastern Europe, and you fixed upon a most peaceful country called Ukraine.
Mm.
Little did you know.
I know. So we had a really positive experience in Ukraine up until the war started. We were due to do our embryo transfer on the 21st of February. And as we know, the war broke out on the 24th. So we put everything on pause. We thought maybe for a couple of weeks, but that turned into years.
Yeah, you thought the war might be short-lived, but it turned out not to be the case. So this embryo has journeyed all the way to Ukraine. What then?
So then I suppose I just felt like at a complete loss at that point. You know, we tried so hard, we worked so hard with Annette in Ukraine, and I just said I need 6 months off and just to kind of regroup and not make any kind of rushed decisions.
And where's the embryo at this point?
Our embryo's in Slovakia. So we found out actually through a Facebook group that the embryologist in Ukraine, in Kiev, had taken our embryos in the back of a car, and he'd rescued all the clinic's embryos and brought them to Slovakia.
When I was promoting the fact that you were on, said you were going to talk about the most travelled embryo in Europe.
That's it. So, yeah, our embryos then went to Slovakia, to Berlin, Paris, Turkey, and ended up in Georgia, Tbilisi.
Now, how did you fix upon Georgia in the end?
So I guess we did a lot of research. We were looking into Canada. It just felt like a very different and big journey over there. And Georgia, you know, has quite a similar setup to Ukraine and a clear pathway here back to Ireland. So we just thought that was the safest way to go.
And so you found a surrogate mother in Georgia.
Yes, through an agency and through solicitors.
Yeah. The baby ultimately was born in Georgia, therefore. And then what are the difficulties of bringing the baby back?
So I suppose we had to prove that, that the baby was Jamie's baby. I was taken out of the equation when our baby was born. In Georgia, I am on Tali's birth certificate. But when we were trying to bring her home, I'm not recognised as Tali's mother in Ireland. So we had to do a DNA test in Georgia. And once we established that Tali was, in fact, Jamie's daughter, then the government issued us an emergency passport. And then we brought her home. And at that point, Jamie could apply for sole guardianship of her.
That's a most complicated arrangement, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Because you'd imagine the mother is the sure thing.
Yes.
Not the dad.
Yeah, and she has my DNA, but I was, you know, as soon as we touched down in Dublin Airport, I became a legal stranger to my daughter. So you would have the same legal relationship as I would to her, despite, you know, her being my child.
So then what happens? What's the legal process after that? He's entitled to adopt her fully, become her father on paper, because he's already her father, but he's entitled to become her father on paper. What then?
So then after, well, as it stands, after 2 years, I can apply to be Tally's guardian, but with the permission of Jamie. Jamie needs to sign a form for me to become her guardian. But thankfully, we've made steps over, you know, you've probably seen in the news over the last while, like really positive steps for, you know, children of surrogacy to have a second parent.
Okay, so you've got to be very nice to James for the next while.
Yeah,
and
Pat, that made me think of I'm in a happy, beautiful marriage.
But people who have a fragmenting marriage, what then?
And that's why I spoke out, because of vulnerable people who are, what do they do? And do they have to stay in a relationship for 2 years just in case, and the what ifs? So that's why I felt like I needed to use my platform just to talk about this.
How old is Talia now?
She's 8 months.
8 months. Okay, so she's a child now. Not a baby anymore. Yeah. A child. What does Tally mean? Where'd you get the name?
So it means leaping water. And I guess she's leaped over many seas and rivers and lakes on her journey. We actually tracked her flight when she was an embryo making her way to Georgia. So, her name is Tally Rain.
Now, tell me about what it was like. I don't know, how close were you to the birth mother when it was all happening?
Yeah, so our birth mother, she has her own legal representation. She's got her own family. The first time we met is when we went to Tbilisi. And obviously, I wanted to take her lead on everything. She would, you know, we always spoke through through our agency, and there was always someone there holding her hand and making sure she was okay and she had a doula. And then when Tally was born, we asked our surrogate mother the next day if she'd like to see her, and we went and we spent some time together. It was beautiful.
Now, it's kind of different for you. Many of the people who go to surrogacy have never had a child. I mean, you were that soldier. You'd been through labour. So I suspect that your affinity with the mother in Georgia was closer in a sense, because you knew what she was going through.
Yes, and it was wonderful for her to be able to see Pia, our 6-year-old daughter, and see that she was happy and thriving. And our surrogate mother just kept saying, you know, you guys are so nice. And it must be a relief for her, you know, to see this happy family after her just giving us the greatest gift on earth.
Yeah. Is it an expensive process?
It is an expensive process. Yeah, I guess I worked really hard, and my husband, Jamie, we worked so hard over the last few years, and every penny went in. But we have support and we've amazing people around us. And, you know, it was definitely a huge cost, but I do it 1,000 times over.
Now, how far down the road are we to making it easier, more direct, legally less complex?
I'm not an expert on this, but we're making really positive steps. There was the great news yesterday that it went through the Dáil and it's gone to the Seanad now. And Mary Siri Carney and Irish Families Through Surrogacy have just done incredible work. We owe them everything.
And what has changed as a result of it going through the Dáil?
Yeah, so I guess and it's more about Tally, you know, her right to have two parents. I brought her to Tally Hospital just after Christmas. And actually, my heart was beating so hard in my chest because Jamie dropped us at the door. He had to go and collect Pia from school. And I was like, am I going to be questioned here about bringing my own child into the hospital? Can I sign the forms? You know, can she be admitted?
So where do you stand at the moment in terms of guardianship?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I have absolutely.
So you couldn't sign off for her?
No. And they were amazing in Tally Hospital. Like I said, I tried to explain. They were like, you're her mother. You're her mother. You're fine. But technically, you know, I shouldn't be bringing Tally even for her injections.
A text here. I'm listening to the surrogacy story. Could you please do a piece on international adoption? We're considering IVF, but with all the kids displaced by war in Ukraine and Gaza and so on, is there a better way maybe to adopt?
Wow. I know the adoption is such a long process, but I think people who do it are just incredible.
Yeah. How are you coping then? Two instead of one? It's more than twice the trouble.
It is, yeah. But I guess we've such a big gap. And I think she was so, so longed for that every day we're just so happy. Yeah. And yeah, there's hard times, of course, but it's...
And how is Pia with her?
Angel. It's like people say they're 7 years apart, but they're 7 months apart because my embryos were created when Pia was 7 months.
Well, that's very interesting that they are effectively the same age.
Yes, exactly. And I think they have a soul connection and they'll be, you know, after having cancer, Pat, I always worried about Pia being alone. And I think as soon as Tali came along, I could kind of take a deep breath and relax a bit.
Okay, well, your story is inspirational, as indeed is your book, the latest edition. It's now in paperback, Glow, Five Steps to Create the Life You Dream About by Georgie Crawford. Georgie, thank you very much for joining us once again in studio here.
Thank you, as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.